The last Did You Know show of the week is here. It is Friday, everyone, July 7th. Myself, Noah Cassidy, here with you on the Did You Know show, and Cody Felicia, my co-host for the day.
Happy Friday, Noah.
And go ahead and hit us with what you
well,
got.
Well, first off, happy Sliced Bread Day weekend to you and to everyone. Sure. And this one, the one I have, is actually about bread. So with that being said, here we go. Bread has a history that reaches back at least 30,000 years. Historically, the first bread was made from roasted cereal, grains, and water, which was then made into a grain paste and then was cooked. So ever since then, each American consumes on an average of 53 pounds of bread annually. Except for me, I consume about 150 pounds.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I could triple that right there. That's I weigh too much bread than I should.
Yeah. Me too.
That's insane. Bread is super important.
It is. Bread is a universal sign of peace in many cultures, and it's one of the foods that people from all sorts of backgrounds eat.
I guess, yeah.
Bread brings the world together.
You think of the Roman history, they always ate grapes and bread. And
The Egyptians,
they were obsessed
with bread. They even used it as like a trading, you know? But it
commodity.
Wasn't called trade. Yes, thank you. That's what I was looking for. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Well, there you go. And we are here at Chillicothe, the best thing since sliced bread, because we were the first ones to slice bread right over here in Chillicothe. So there you go. Bread's super important. Mine's not too bread related, but for you out there who are, for you smokers out there, I got a little cool little fact for some of y'all. I usually come up with some drinking ones, but I found this one. This is pretty interesting. So, did you know that the face of the Marlboro Man, he actually didn't ever smoke?
So, the face of the Marlboro Man, okay.
At least the original guy.
Okay, so I'm trying to think back here a little ways. All I keep thinking of is the camel.
Right.
For some reason. I don't know why.
So most people remember the Marlboro Man as he was an able-bodied outdoorsman originally when the brand first started. He was a cowboy. He always had his cowboy hat on. He was a hard-earned puff from his cigarette in middle of the day after his labor, and he had like a beckoning gaze. It was just a real country guy, okay? But that's what most people know as the Marlboro Man. But fun fact is he actually never really smoked.
Wow.
He wasn't a smoker at all. What happened was his name was Bobby Norris. He was featured as the brand's early TV commercials and stuff of that nature. He was a Colorado rancher who was actually offered the job after they saw him in a photo with his friend, who else but John Wayne.
Oh, my gosh.
And so
that's how he got
that job. But he was never a smoker. So they just saw him and was like, hey, he looks like a good outdoors cowboy type of guy. He's got this picture with John Wayne. We're going to get him to come on and do the commercials. But he never actually smoked a cigarette in those commercials. He didn't smoke at all. It was just they liked his face and his stature, and he became the Marlboro Man.
Well,
and never even smoked a Marlboro.
That's insane. But that just shows you how you can, you know, market something and sell something.
And not even do it.
And not even, it's that easy. You just got to be at the right place, the right time, and something
like
will fall into
you.
Right.
Well, there you go. You learned something about our sliced bread and a little bit of advertisement and the face of Marlboro is not actually a guy who smokes. But definitely go out and enjoy the bread contests and all this stuff going on.
Yes, lots of
tomorrow.
Stuff going on.
You'll be out there doing the baby contest.
I am the host for the sliced bread pageants this year. I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
It's going to be fun. I know Patty's doing a few things. She's actually going to judge the baby contest.
Yep.
And she's going to judge the bread baking contest.
Yes, she's got a big job too. Big jobs.
We'll be playing our radio station there from 10 to 1, and you'll be able to hear the jingle that we've done here and all kinds of stuff like that.
Which is
so
awesome.
Go ahead and pay attention and listen in. You'll be hearing some KCHI, some good music. Cody's going to be out there. Patty's going to be out there. I'm probably going to go home and take a nap.
He'll come out. We'll make him make a visit.
I'll probably be out there at some point. I've had a long week, guys. I'm ready to take a
You've done a great job
nap.
This week, Noah.
But anyways, regardless, this is the Did You Know Show. You learn something new every day, Monday through Friday at 2:45. Thank you for participating, and we'll see you next week.